flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
a disciple asked the master, "How can I remove the darkness of this world?" The master took the disciple into a dark cave and then asked the disciple to light the lamp, to light a candle. And master said, "See, we have not done anything with the darkness. We have simply brought light, and the darkness has disappeared. But," the disciples said, "what if the cave is very, very big? The master said, "Then light another candle. That's it. The bigger the darkness, the more light is needed." The question is not about darkness and its vastness and its intensity. The question is about bringing light, more light. Light is knowledge, and light means understanding. And light means wisdom, and light means experience. The darkness is in the mind. It is the darkness of vices. It is the darkness of past sinful actions. It is the darkness of past sanskars. It is the darkness of future worries. It is the darkness of the waste, the negative. It is the darkness of the stress, the tension. It is the darkness of the fear, the uncertainty. It is the unknown darkness at times. It is the darkness of karmic accounts. It is the darkness of fractured, unhealed relationships. It is the darkness of internal grudges and biases and prejudices. The darkness is dark. It is the darkness of melancholy, despondency, the heart drowned in the ocean of doldrums. It is the darkness of misunderstanding. It is the darkness of repeated failures. The darkness has taken various shapes and forms, but the darkness is there, and what is needed is light, and what is needed is more light, and what is needed is the lighthouse. Baba told us to become the lighthouse, not the traffic light, sometimes red, sometimes green, sometimes yellow, flickering, getting confused and confusing others. What is needed is the flash. What is needed is the refulgent light. Luminous, resplendent. The more the merrier, goes the saying. The more light it is, the better it is. You can see the nooks and corners of your internal store, of your subconscious mind, which is like a dark storehouse. Go inside and see. So many things are yet unfixed. So many sanskars, desires, unfulfilled wishes are still lurking in the dark. Past expectations old enemies defeated and yet preparing to avenge, to re-attack. So in this Murli, Baba said Madhuban is the power station. Just as there is a village and that village needs light and water. Imagine a village which is without light and which is without water. In the darkness, people are thirsty. Wandering. Suffering. How intense is the suffering? So, it's your job to provide light and water, light supply and water supply. Bring light to those unlit homes. Bring water to those parched up lands. Shower on those thirsty souls. So the light is of knowledge and the water is of knowledge. Light connections. So Baba is taking an aerial view of this world and seeing which are the areas which are unlit. What are the areas where there is no light supply? And he is seeing the areas where there is no water. You are the Gyan. You are the Ganges of knowledge. Go. You are not here to stay. You have to flow. So today's task is draw a map of your place, your city, your village, or state, or country. And think of the areas which are yet untouched. What are the areas which have not yet received this light of knowledge? The unwatered areas, the unlit areas. Humanity is thirsting. So that is your task. A very important task. The conference has ended on 7th of February. This is a Murli on 1st of March 1983. And now the children who had come are going back. And Baba said, you are the decoration. You are the ornament of Madhuban. When you are here, there is a sparkle in Madhuban. Raunak, now you are going. So you will miss Madhuban, but the Madhuban will also miss you. But then what you have to do now? Bring here all the souls of the world. No matter which religion they belong, no matter what country, what profession, what caste, creed, color, all should come under one roof, a bouquet of all the professionals. So this Murli is basically focusing on ways, methods to increase seva. A time will come, there is a prophecy in the Murli, when there would be angels around everywhere, when people will get divine vision, and with their divine intellect and divine drishti, they will hear Baba's message. And you will not have to invite them, and they will come here uninvited. And just now you say, my Baba, the whole world will say, this knowledge is for us, and this knowledge is our support. Gyan and Gyan Data, both are ours. This knowledge will not remain confined to the selected few, but it will spread to every nook and corner of this planet Earth. There will not remain a single person who remains untouched. So Baba said, plan the service in such a way involve them in service so that their bank of merit will increase. Become the powerhouse, not just the power bank, the power bank has to be recharged. Be the powerhouse. Be the lighthouse, not the traffic light. So draw the map of your place, your country, and show in that white and red, black. The areas which are still black means those areas which are still untapped. Every profession, every professional, every institution, every college, every company, everyone should receive this knowledge. This is a Murli of 1983, and of course, down the line, service has expanded by leaps and bounds to such unprecedented heights, taking use of the utmost technology and everything. But it is a Murli of that time when the first conference has recently happened, and now the children are going back. And they are in tears, but Baba is filling them with enthusiasm and telling that you are the Ganges, you are not here to stay here, you have to move. You have to become the light connections. You have to go and lit the unlit, light the unlit corners of this world. So make a collage, a professional collage, where every professional realizes, recognizes the Father. Such a day will come when they will see none but angels around. So these are some of the methods which we had discussed in previous classes. New methods of service. First, start new. Think that whatever you have done till now is nothing. I begin now. Start now. New methods. This is the first day. Just now I have taken birth. Just now you are opening the eyes, and just now you are seeing the world for the first time. Just now you have been introduced to this knowledge, and just now the service has started. So begin now, this moment. Forget what has happened in the past. Forget the moments. Forget the time you have wasted. There's no time for repentance now. Begin now. I did this, I did that. Whatever you did, that was the part of the drama. It cannot be undone. The only option with you is to make this moment the best moment of the life, the most beautiful moment. The second is upgrade your skills. If you want to increase the service of your area, you need to upgrade your skills. Learn new languages. Learn new skills. Learn music. Learn dance. Learn driving. Learn the latest in the technology. Upgrade your skill. Be a multi-purpose worker. MPW. In medical, we have MPW. Multi-purpose worker. And that's what Baba wants. Upgrade your skills. The third is commitment should be 100%. If you want the service to flourish, you have to commit. You have to give time. Check the untapped areas. As I said, draw a map of your area and see which medical college, which dental college, which engineering college, which company, which IT sector, which group of people, which section of the society is untouched, untapped. Organize days, Labor's Day, Doctor's Day, different days, Environmental Day, Environment Day, Earth Day, and call the people of that particular section. Organize some program, love gathering, some festival, some exhibition, some camp, some retreat, some get together. Embrace the challenges. Whenever you do something new, challenges will come. Teething problems. They are called as teething problem in English, the initial problems. Whenever you begin something new, you will come across new challenges. But with every challenge, you will be growing. The result is growth. Try to be soul conscious whilst doing service and try to give sakash whilst doing service. These are all the techniques to attain success in seva. Increase your general knowledge. You should be knowing about many things. If you want to do service and you are going to a new village, you should be knowing what sort of people are those. What is their habit? What is their caste? What is their custom? What is the tradition? What is the ritual? What is the belief systems in that area? SMART goals. S-M-A-R-T. What is this? SMART goal. Everybody knows. The goal should be specific. The goal should be measurable. The goal should be attainable. The goal should be relevant or realistic. And the last T. The goal should be tangible. The goal should be tangible. So you should be having a goal whenever you do any service. Have some fixed goal. I have to do this. Set timetable. It's very needed. You have to set a deadline. You cannot just go on doing things without any time limit. Set the deadline. 6 months. I want to learn this skill in 6 months. I want to create this new dynamics of seva in 6 months, 3 months, 1 year. Enjoy your service. Service should become a plaything. Service should become a sort of festival which you enjoy. Not a boredom, not a job to be done, not a duty to be carried out. Do it with responsibility. Practice visualization. See that souls are coming and becoming babas. Send them light, the divine light. Connect to them with the power of love. Involve everyone. Don't think that I will do everything. The more the merrier. Relate the responsibilities. Delegate the responsibilities. Creativity. And last, economy. Don't spend unnecessary. Think where the economy can be practiced and bring creativity in your service. Do not keep on doing the same Shivratri decoration which you have been doing from years together. Bring something new. Even if you are giving a speech, if you have to give a speech on the same topic 10 times, every speech should be different. Don't keep on harping on the same tune. Bring creativity. Bring newness in everything you do. In your methods of meditation, in your churning, in your reading of Murli, in your leading the meditation, in your conducting a bhakti session or anything. So, create a map and collage of professionals. God is for everyone. Everyone should feel that this is for me. They feel that this is not for me. So when that internal feeling will arise, this knowledge is for me and this knowledge can help me to better my profession, to augment my skill, to sharpen my acumen, then that will be the revelation. Om Shanti.